La 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 la.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Turn that on. Testing. Testing, testing. Hit video there. That there. Now it's recording.
Okay.
Testing. Testing 1, 2. Go try your mic.
Testing, testing.
Okay, we're back. My Wife Hates Me podcast, episode 4. Psych. People know it's not episode 4, right?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not listening.
Well, it could be episode 4 if you only listen to 3 of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. I'm starting off slow. And I'm
going
to build
the podcast. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bobby said he didn't like this shirt, my orange shirt. I like it.
Why? Where did you see Bobby?
On a Zoom call.
Oh.
I like it. All right, let's get started. Let's get through this. Let's do a good one. People expect, they expect a good podcast from 2 headliners, you and a major headliner, me, and you're like a headliner writer and a headliner comic. You're 2 headliners, and I'm only 1 headliner. You see what I'm saying? And since when... Did we talk about the Patrice documentary already? We must have.
I don't think so. What? This is not right.
What's not right? There. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Did we talk about the Patrice? Did we talk about it? What's today?
What does it matter? If you want to say something about it, say something about it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get all weird, but you're going to spend all fucking podcasts wondering if you talked about something or not?
You think we talked about it? I mean, we saw it before it came out, so we could. We didn't see it that much. When did it come out?
Shut up. Either fucking talk about it or don't. I can't take it already. You're driving me nuts. Stop.
I don't think we talked about it. Okay. I liked it.
Great. Now, moving on.
No, here's... it was on Comedy Central. It came out last Friday night. They did take out, on the first airing, 14 minutes for scheduling, which I don't know why they just didn't put it on Saturday in full. Like, a lot of people saw it, and it's missing 14 minutes. Hopefully, it's not 14 minutes that I'm in. That's all I'm saying.
They would never cut you out, Rich.
What do you mean? And, I don't know, it was good. They edited it well. They put the story together well, you know, so... You know, some people were left out. Some people were put in. I don't know. It's so funny because you get tweets. Why wasn't this person in? How the fuck wasn't my documentary. I wasn't making it. Why are you asking me?
Okay, first of all, let me just jump in for a second because I know you don't understand how tweeting works.
I do understand.
You don't. You're always like, yes. Is this person being mean to me?
No, no.
Okay, What happens on those tweets is that 17 people are tagged.
But sometimes people directly tweet me and say, why isn't this person in?
I didn't see any of those where they directly tweeted you. I only saw the same things you saw because I was also tagged in those tweets where people would be like, I'm not watching it. If this person's not in it or that person's not in it, or why wouldn't they do this? Or sometimes they'd say, when is it airing even? Or, you know, which airing should I watch or whatever? And because you don't know how to look at a tweet, you just see your name and you think, oh, they're talking to me.
No, that's, what do you think, I'm fucking stupid? You think I'm dumb or something? But
don't make me answer that, please.
Look, I know Twitter. I can see if it's just me, @RichVoss, Or if I could see there's four other fucking people.
Sometimes it looks like it's just you, but it's not. It's other people.
No. I know the difference. Okay. And I know when someone's tweeting, just me. Okay? And once in a while, I make a mistake on Twitter. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, anyhow, we had nothing to do with who was in it, who was not in it. We were in it. You know, of course... You know, we're going to be in a, I mean, you know, there was certain, whatever, certain crew that was, that hung together all the time. I mean, you know, I mean, Patrice had his, you know, really good friends from Boston, Billy, Bobby, Dane, you know, we moved to New York, you know, we became really good friends. Me, Patrice, Keith and Patrice, you know, Dante, Will. You know, whatever. We just had a crew. And, of course, we're going to be in it. Norton, I'm sorry, I left Norton out. So, you know, they asked us to come in. I don't know if they used any of the footage from the first documentary that Vaughn and, what was that producer's name, Mark? Do you remember Mark from Mark and Mark? They were trying to make the documentary
they
first.
They were not, he was not involved in it. He was a scam artist.
No, he was involved. He was producing it. Him and Jason and Vaughn. He was.
In the beginning, in the first one where yes. They took people's money and didn't pay them back.
Yeah, Mark was.
So that's a scam.
Well, I don't think they set off to do it that way. I thought they really wanted to make a documentary. It just fell apart.
Well, then they should have paid people back.
Not if they used the money already to film it.
In any case, people were very upset about that.
I know they were upset. I know someone had put in big
money. Well, they didn't use any of the footage from those.
They didn't use any of that, you don't think? I think they did.
I mean, I talked to the director. He said he didn't use any of that footage.
Oh, so then they didn't use any of it.
We did new interviews.
Yeah. But I don't think they started off as a scam. I think they just ran out of money. That's my opinion. So then I guess Billy came along, took on the project, his company, All Things Comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the director who directed Gary Goldman's special, I don't know his name, was excellent. He pieced together a great story, a great documentary about a great comic, and about, his friends, his family, his girlfriend, his stepdaughter, or his girlfriend's daughter. They just put it, you know, they covered as much ground as you possibly can cover in that much time, I would imagine. So, like I said, people were in it, people were left out, but the bottom line, it's about Patrice. You know, it's really about Patrice and me. Secondly, it's about me, but mainly Patrice. But, you know, I know Patrice's main wish in life was that I become famous. That's all he cared about. Do you know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so can you not look at your phone? What are you
I'm
doing?
I'm trying to find the director's name so we could say it on the podcast.
He really was good. Anyhow, I liked the documentary. And, you know, Patrice got a big billboard in New York and L.A. That's fucking cool. So you got to watch it. It's on Comedy Central. It's probably online somewhere on their website. It's called I'm Killing Here.
Michael Bonfiglio.
Great
Michael
director.
Bonfiglio is a director.
Great director. Great. So anyhow, do you have anything you'd like to say about it?
Me?
Yes.
I'm honored to be in it, honestly. You know, when I did the interview, I didn't even think I'd get, make the cut. So, you know, it was pretty cool to be part of somebody's legacy, you know? It's, yeah. He was a master comedian, and it was an honor to be a part of that.
Yeah, I texted his mom after it, and, she was happy. Everybody's happy. So, you know, good project, good outcome. They ran with the story. I'm glad. So, moving on. We watched a pretty good movie last night, One Night in Miami. Some people didn't like it.
Gina King directed it.
Yeah, I liked the guy that played Malcolm X.
I thought everybody was really good.
I don't know. I thought Ali was a little hokey.
I liked him because he gave a little bit of like comedy relief to it and stuff.
I don't know. I
thought he was good, and I thought he didn't look like Cassius Clay, as he wasn't Muhammad Ali yet in the movie, but he.
You didn't even know the difference in the names. I had to tell you during the movie.
You do like to mansplain things to me. It's amazing to me. They are calling him Cassius Clay in the movie, and you go, his name was Cassius Clay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said
I thought
before.
They just made something up in the movie. Like, why? No. First of all, everyone knew that his name was Cassius Clay and that when he became Muslim, as they say, Muslim. Whoops. Damn it. Then
I told you that he was Cassius Clay before he was Muhammad Ali. And I don't know if you knew that. You might have known it, but I don't know. You know, I mean.
I don't know. Whatever.
You were from Canada.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't get any information from other countries in Canada.
Do you know why he was in jail?
Because he wouldn't go, to war or whatever.
To Vietnam.
Yeah.
Because he didn't believe in it.
You only ask questions that you know the answers to. You're like a good lawyer. You know,
that's pretty good. That's did I ask you why the last name was X, like Malcolm X?
Well, I said why they all X, and you said because that's their.
They didn't want to use the slave name.
Slave names, yeah.
The white people's
which
names.
I did not know or think about. Actually, I probably could have put it together if I'd thought about it for a minute, but I didn't.
Did I tell you during the movie? Who this person was or that person. Did I say that was Johnny Carson before it was even known?
I don't get it though. Why do you think you're dumber than me in almost every instance, and yet you still walk around with this idea that you're going to teach me something? It's some kind of pathology that you have in your brain that I don't get it. I don't know what it is. Is it ego or is it just complete ignorance?
First of all, no one uses the word pathology.
Okay, whatever. See, but that's the thing. If I say anything that's even like just the slightest bit elevated in terms of like street talk, you're like, hey, that nobody uses it. People do use it. Guess what? Maybe not your fucking stupid friends like Bobby Kelly, who I asked to spell draw once. He was like, it's a draw. I go, like something in a bureau. He said, a draw. I go, how do you spell that? He goes, D-R-A-W.
Yeah, you put an E.
So I was like, oh, that's why they're friends. Because they're, so you hang around these people and then you're like, nobody uses word pathology. It's like, well, people do, okay?
Well, I do teach you a lot and I do.
No, you don't. What do you teach me? It's so annoying. Oh. You say things that are completely obvious when we're watching movies. And in fact, we're watching The Crown, which... you're ruining the show for me because literally every 3 seconds while we're watching The Crown, he goes, look at this place. Would you look at those paintings? Look at you don't even say paintings because you're such a fucking rube. You're like, look at those pictures. Look at those pictures.
I say artwork. I go,
no,
look
you
at
don't.
The-
never did. I you always say picture. You go, look at those pictures.
I say, look at the artwork.
Whatever.
It's beautiful artwork.
Yeah, but you say it constantly
amazing.
10 times
because
an episode.
You're always in a new room with different artwork.
I know,
artwork.
But say it in your own fucking head.
It's amazing.
Look at those pictures.
I say artwork.
Look at those pictures. Look at those pictures. Look at those pictures.
Yeah, good. Make
look
fun
at those pictures. And then I have to explain to you every single episode. We're on season 3 now. And he's like, is that the queen mom? No. No, that's the queen. The queen will never be queen mom because the queen is the queen. When she dies, someone else becomes the king.
Or a queen.
No, in this case, a king.
Yeah, her kids.
Oh my God!
One of her kids.
See, you're acting like you know stuff. I don't. You're constantly.
First of all, wait.
Every time I go, you go, they're still alive? Yes.
No.
They're still alive.
I fucking took you to Buckingham Palace. It was.
How is this? Explain to me, please.
What?
Please explain to me how this is relevant to the discussion of you asking if the queen is the queen mom every single episode.
Not every episode, but because I was in.
Okay, let's see how. Whoa, this was the crazy straw brain that worked.
No, I was in England before you ever went there, so I know a lot of the culture and what goes on. Excuse me.
Were you in England before me?
Yeah.
Didn't we go together?
Yeah, but I worked there before I met you. Okay, I did a couple gigs there, so I'm just saying.
Oh, so that makes you an expert. On England?
Well, I was there.
You can look at me all you want. You're like, it's honestly, it's like, I know that you've got a 141 IQ. You tell us that every time.
Well, because.
But it's honestly, it's like talking to a stump that barely knows English, where then you're like, I was in England before you. Okay, so that means you know stuff about England? I was there before you.
That's not how I said it. That's not.
I teach you. I went to Buckingham Palace.
I brought you there.
Who gives a shit?
I don't think we went in. I don't know if we went inside, though.
I did, because you stayed at the hotel.
No, I went there because I still had the soap that I got from the souvenir store.
I bought it for you. I bought you soap and a towel, a souvenir. You never went.
Why not?
Because we'd just gotten in, and I'd read that you don't get jet lag if you try to stay up. So you wanted to go back to the hotel and sleep, and I decided to stay up. It didn't work out. I got jet lag, and you didn't. I had really, really bad jet lag the whole time. I think it's because...
I went and got EKG when we landed because I was getting chest pains from anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyhow.
Any long flight, we do that. Remember, we had to do that when we went to Hawaii?
No, I didn't do that in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. You thought you were getting leg cramps because when we were on the plane, a guy was standing up next to our seat and he said, I have to keep walking because I heard on long flights you can get blood clots in your legs. And then you took that right in, sucked that information right up, and you were like, am I going to get blood clots? I think I'm getting blood clots. My legs are getting blood clots. You were like obsessed with.
I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true.
Oh.
Okay, so then we're watching The Crown, and season 3, there's new, they're a little bit older, so they cast a new queen. God, I can't remember her name. Cole. Awesome, Cole. She's really, really good. And the new queen's sister.
Margaret.
Princess Margaret. And so the actress... You know, they show her she's in bed or whatever, waking up. And Rich says, is that Penelope Cruz? I think that's Penelope Cruz. Which is just like such a Rich thing. That's him explaining to me letting me know what's going on. Yes, they cast a Mexican actress to play Princess Margaret. What a great casting. Hello, Queen. I wish I could do a Spanish accent.
She kind of looked like her a little in the morning.
Margaret, see? See? This looks nothing like her. It's a Helena Bonham Carter, I think.
No one knows who that is.
Okay, sure.
Everybody knew who the other Princess Margaret was. She was, she's been in movies.
What's her name? What's the actress's name?
Do I? I didn't say I knew.
Oh, everyone else knows, but you don't know?
I know. I saw her in that movie where she had blonde hair. She was pretty good. What do you call, that movie?
Where her baby died?
Her baby died? Oh, when she was pregnant?
What do you think that movie was about?
I don't remember. It was pretty good.
Oh, it was good, but you don't have any clue.
I remember I liked it. I like her. I liked her as Princess Margaret.
Shia LaBeouf was in it.
Yeah. Yep. Played her boyfriend. Took off to Seattle.
Well, you don't tell
or Portland.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
Damn.
Sorry. Okay. That movie's old. They don't know it by now. What, you know, what? It's like saying the end of the, you know, Godfather or something. What the fuck? You know, keep up. It's not like it's been out.
You know where they're remaking the Godfather series?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That with black actors.
No, they're not.
British actors?
Nope. That would be,
Penelope Cruz?
Whatever. It looked like her to me. That's all. I didn't hear her talk yet.
See, m'lady. I wish I could do like a good Spanish accent. I would do it, but I'm scared I'm going to just be racist if I do it.
What? Doing an imitation now is racist?
Yeah.
It is? If you're an impressionist?
Well, what if you got to do it good. You got to do it good.
What if
else?
You're a white impressionist and you do Muhammad Ali? Are you a racist?
What do you mean?
And if you're a white impressionist and then
you can do it, but you can't like put any makeup on or anything to do it.
Of course not.
Right.
You're in a club. You don't see too many comics that do impressions anymore like you used to.
Well, excuse me. I'm writing
That's
on the Independent Spirit Awards, and the host is Melissa
Etheridge.
Senior, what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Melissa something senior. I can't remember her name. Anyway, she's from SNL, and she's great, and she's a really, really good
impressionist.
Impressionist. I don't know if that's the correct term.
Yeah, what else would it be called?
I don't know.
I got my stereo system put together.
Oh, this will be exciting.
And I went to the album store yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They were like $25. I bought two albums. It was $46. I'm not spending that kind of money on albums. If I don't get them at garage sales, I'm just not going to get them, because I'm going to go today. Me, Florentine, and Joey are going to go to the album store today. But
you are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What? We're going to meet later, like at 3 o'clock at the album store. And, you know, Florentine told me he has like 1,600 albums, because he saved them from when he was young. He was a DJ, too. And he saved them, you know.
With a lock of his hair?
I don't know. But all I know is I went to a record store yesterday. My God, they're expensive. That's a expensive hobby. So I have to hit garage sales early in the spring, because people don't know what albums are worth. And I was thinking of starting a new business. You know, if I can get enough albums to resell them, you know, if I pay $25, it was new, so it was like $23. But say it's used, say you can get $15 a piece, and I get enough and I sell them for $8, but I get them for maybe $2 at $6 profit. And, you know, if I could sell, I don't think I'll do it for money. I'm just saying, because there's not enough to be made. But I'm looking to get some good albums. I have a nice stereo system set up. Marantz receiver and speakers that come up to my chest pretty high. And a nice new turntable. I'll have that information, what kind of speakers and turntable, in the next episode.
Hmm.
But
you'll have to wait till next episode. I guess you'll have to tune in again to hear more about Rich's speaker system.
And stereo. I brought in like a bunch of old DVDs I was going to throw out, and I got $100 for them towards my system.
Do you think this is interesting to people? Curious. Yeah, no, like if you were listening to this, you'd be like, oh, this is really good.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that use vinyl, like vinyl.
Mm. So like hearing someone discuss their vinyl.
Oh, I guarantee there's podcasts just about vinyl about albums.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But about how tall their speakers are?
Yeah. I got good speakers. Do you hear how loud they are?
They come up where? To your chest?
Yep.
It's a good bit of information there.
I'm just telling you.
What was I getting mad at you about yesterday? I keep trying to remember. You know what we should talk about? I came downstairs. First of all, your craziness is getting...
It's not crazy. And I talked to somebody about it and they agreed with me. Okay.
Who did? Who? I need to know the name.
Anthony.
Kumia?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got all the information we need on that one. He was sitting, first of all, he said he's obsessed, literally obsessed with making sure all the windows are locked.
Yeah, and our house is protected.
Mm-hmm. And then, within the house, every night he puts this thing on the door so if you crawl in through the basement window, which I don't even know if it opens, then you can't get up the stairs.
Yeah,
because
I have the the door wedge in.
So I'm going to bed one night, and he's going downstairs, and I see him taking the thing down with him. I go, why are you taking that down with you? You go, so no one can lock me down there.
Yeah, if someone breaks in.
And then locks you into your own basement?
So I can't fucking come up and rescue you guys.
Oh, so I get raped while
that's
while
why
you're...
That's why I'm preventing it from happening. That's why listen, I grew up in a neighborhood where my house got broken into. Yes. They climbed through my bedroom window.
No. How have I never heard this story
before?
Never.
I wasn't in bed. I'll tell you the story right now.
Yes, please do. This is enlightening. All the times that I've said anything to you about it, you've never been like, well, the reason I have this pathology is because my home was broken into when I was
young. Can I tell you this story?
Yes, age, please.
What age? How old was I?
Yes.
The
age of Aquarius, or was it the Bronze Age? I need to know.
You think you're funny. That's what you think you are.
I mean, what else would it be when someone says age, please? Like, your age now? Is that what?
Okay. We were across the street at my friend's house, Jimmy, his parents. They moved. The house was abandoned. They moved, but they still own the house. And we're all in there.
Wait, who? What? Age, please. You're in your 20s?
17, 16.
You're living on your own?
No, I'm living at home. You know, people on Twitter say, you know what? She doesn't let you speak. And now I'm starting to think they're
Let's
right.
Let's go back and look at these. There's fucking huge. Should I just leave the podcast?
No.
These people that are saying that? I'm getting more information. You're just being like, abandoned house.
You didn't let me tell the story. Let me tell the story, and then you asked a question. Oh.
No, I don't understand
where
you are.
Okay. My house in Plainfield.
17 years old.
16, 17, probably 17.
Okay.
Maybe 18, but most likely 17. Across the street from my house, my friend Jimmy lived. His parents, he was staying there till they sold the house or whatever. So we're all in there partying, smoking pot. And I look out the window across the street at my house,
mm-hmm.
and like three cop cars pull up and they're going into my house. I'm like, oh fuck, what did I do? And I was paranoid and scared because they're going into my house. And then they left and I went home and found out that somebody broke into the house, climbed up the fire escape, opened the window where my bed was.
Mm-hmm.
My bed was right below the window, the feet, not my head, because it would have been a draft. My feet, they opened that window, climbed over my bed, went into my mother's room. She just got up and ran past them and out of the house. And he stole whatever, maybe her pocketbook or...
So it was like just like some crazy
drug. Drug addict. I think it was probably Marvin.
Well, you knew him?
Well, he was a drug addict on my block. He got caught. He stole a TV.
Probably saw you go into the other place, so he knew you weren't there.
He stole a TV once, and they followed his footprints and the TV cord from where he stole it to his house in the snow.
Oh.
He wasn't the smartest criminal, but he was a heroin addict.
Right. So you see that it can happen.
Yes. Yes.
You think like, you just always be across the street smoking pot. That's how you get out of it.
All I know is, it's not like a town. When we lived in a townhouse, I wasn't that paranoid because there's so many people around. People don't really break into townhouses. But when you're in a house in the middle of nowhere almost, people, it's not a nice world out there.
Okay.
So you have to protect your house.
Okay,
that's
but
all
you do it in a way that's like taking that thing downstairs. And then I go downstairs to say goodnight to you. This was a different night. And what is that thing called?
It's my miniature crossbow.
He's got a miniature crossbow sitting next to him. I go, what are you doing? He goes, in case somebody breaks in. Just while you're sitting here watching TV.
When does it happen? Is there a certain time they break in? Do they break
in
between breakfast and lunch?
I don't think you should have a deadly weapon next to you while you're watching TV.
It's locked. It's unlocked.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food. All delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon opal are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Can I just say this one thing that you won't understand? But the minute you bring a weapon into the house, the chances, whether it's a whatever thing you had, a crossbow or a gun, the chances of you being killed or some member of your family being killed go up exponentially.
That's not true.
It's 100%. How could it not be true? First of all, just on the basis of...
Now, have you ever seen statistics of how many people were saved because they had a weapon? Have you go look up that? You've never looked up those statistics.
Yes, I have. I've looked up those statistics.
I guarantee you haven't. How many people?
Well, now we're going to get a lot of like fucking gun people talking, emailing us and stuff. But I disagree with having that in the house.
Well, I agree. I don't.
And I definitely disagree with you just sitting there watching TV. You don't know what's going on a lot of times.
I always know what's going on. I'm aware of everything, my surroundings. That's what I'm aware of. That's why I'm a good comic, because I see what's going on around me.
I think you believe that to be true, but you actually don't. You get scared very easily.
I don't. No, I'm just.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Anytime I've ever walked into your bedroom, you flipped the fuck out.
No, that's not true. That's because I'm half asleep. When you sneak
up on
someone.
Well, you fall asleep a lot of times watching TV. Well, if you half fall asleep, I come down, you don't see me go past, and then I'm rummaging around, and then I come back out, and you wake up, boom.
No.
Could happen.
No, first of all, for me to do that, I'd have to wake up, look at you, take the safety off, and then don't. By the time I took the safety off, you don't.
But what if you just hear me rummaging around? You didn't see me go past because you kind of fell asleep.
I can't shoot somebody with a crossbow unless I'm looking at them.
No, but then you take the safety off, and then you're waiting for me to come around the corner. The minute I do, boom.
No one's that lucky.
Okay, whatever.
Look, you always think.
If I die, let's play this podcast over and over and over again in the media so people can learn from it.
Yeah, why don't you sing a song over and over again?
Over and over and over again. I've been shot by a crossbow by my husband.
Well, that's pretty good. It rhymes almost.
Almost.
All right. Anyhow, what do you think?
I think you... have, I think like all your instincts are right, but you always take it to such a degree. It always goes too far, you know?
Nope.
You're into extremism. You know, nothing's just casual or
casual stuff you don't see.
But I know, but like, I get it. Like, but the world
is
like
fucked
like
up.
We're all very vulnerable. Every single person on this planet, we're made of flesh, and you could die so many different ways.
You're so true.
Isn't it better
to be prepared than not prepared? When I got the generator, in case our electricity goes off, did you go, I can't believe you think our electricity is going to go off? No, that's a precaution for safety in case our electricity gets turned off.
Do you want to just deal with your juice in your mouth first before you go on about electricity? Like,
what are you?
It's just that you can't even go 4 seconds without gum in your mouth. You take one out and put another one in, and then you're like, why do I have stomach pains?
You're giving them to me.
Okay.
Is it better?
I'm just saying you have a worst case scenario. I wouldn't worry about I'm not going to be upset that you get a generator. Are you crazy?
But
a generator can't fucking kill me in the night.
Everything I get is to look out for.
I get
my family and my house.
I said your instincts are correct. They just go a little too far.
The 3 gallons of gasoline I have for my generator, not three, 5 gallons. I got like 15 gallons or 10 gallons. I don't keep them in a garage or in a house. I keep them out in the yard in a container, okay? That's a precaution. I don't want to keep gasoline in the garage, so I keep it away from the house because I think of safety. That's what I think of, is safety. That's all. Do you put your seatbelt on in a car? Of course. So you put your seatbelt on for safety. So there's other things that you could do for safety. That's all. I don't do. I mean, I have my my bow and arrow or my bow. You know, I do like shooting at targets. I do like that. I think it's fun. And in the spring, I take it outside. I set up my target. And I get my, my compound bow, not the crossbow, really, once in a while. And I shoot a target. I like that. I'm not a hunter. I don't go hunting. But I'm into precaution. That's all, you know, and whatever. You know, maybe if I do take it to the extreme, you know, look at Bobby's the same way. Bobby looks out for his family, you know. I guarantee your dad had a shotgun or a rifle.
Many.
All right. So is anybody dead in your family? No. All right. So it's the way the world is now. You just got to prepare. That's all, you know.
What if you shot somebody?
That broke in the house? If that's the case, to protect Raina, you, and myself, I would hate to do it, but I would do it. If I saw them coming at you guys or me, I would say stop first. I would warn them, stop. I'd go like that, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I would give them a chance to turn around and leave.
Mm.
Okay. I always give a person a second chance. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So. Would you, if somebody came in the house with a fucking weapon and was going towards Rainer's room and I shot him, do you think you would be relieved? Do you think you would go, oh, thank you? Or you would go, would probably say, clean up the mess. So.
Listen, obviously, like, you're acting like these are just like very simple scenarios. They're not. They're very, very complex decision-making scenarios.
So true. So true. But I'd rather have that opportunity to make that decision than not have the opportunity.
I guess. I don't think that I could kill anyone even if they were about to kill me.
Well, that's the difference.
I just don't think I could.
You could shoot him in the leg to stop him.
I mean, I wouldn't have a gun, so I wouldn't do it. But I mean, I would fight.
Yes, you would. You would fight for your life.
I would fight for my life. Of course I would. But I really don't. I mean, it's a weird thing. I've thought about it a lot. Could I actually kill someone? I don't know.
I don't think I could either. So I would probably shoot him in the leg or somewhere to just, to, you know, get him down. You know, I'm not a violent person, you know.
But, you know, in these situations, you act differently. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. And, or, you know, whatever. Or I just would rather be prepared than not be prepared. The same as, you know, when all my survival backpacks. It doesn't hurt to have them. They're expensive. If, you know, something...
Why'd you add that part?
Because anything... If we had to take off...
No, say, why did you add the part they're expensive?
Well, putting them all together and all the stuff I have in them, you know, I got...
But what does that have to do with anything?
If I never use them, it's a lot of money wasted, but it's good to be prepared. That's all. You know, it's not like you could, you know, leave them behind. You would just throw them out. You would throw my stamp collection out. You would throw my baseball cards out.
No, you said to me before that you'd done the stamp collection... That's something for me after you die. Like, you've done it for me. And I said,
I didn't do it for you. I said, I did this way before I knew you. I did this before.
Right.
Before I knew Kelly. I said, when I die, give it to Raina because by the time she's older, it's going to be very valuable. That's all. I didn't say I did it for you. I did this before I even knew my ex-wife, before my kids were born. And by the time Raina's older, you know, there'll be fucking 50 more years.
You're fun to talk to.
What are you talking about? What are you saying? Is that mean? Are you saying I'm not fun to talk to?
You listen to yourself. Go ahead and look at this.
What am I looking at?
You don't know how to have conversations. You just, like,
I do too.
Hammer down your point. God forbid anybody say anything different.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I was correcting you because you were wrong. You were putting out false information. I never said that I got these for you or say, you never seen me collect one stamp.
No.
Yeah. So I didn't.
I've never even seen you go to the post office.
You never seen me go to the post office? All right. This got off on the wrong foot. Let's talk about something positive before we leave. Hello?
I'm waiting.
No, I'm giving you the floor.
I don't have anything to say.
You're very busy. You're working.
Yep.
Very busy. And, you know.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm happy for you because you're doing what you like to do. You're doing what you like to do. I see good things coming along. It's going to get warmer. Going to have some nice yard work. And this summer we'll be able to have a nice barbecue because people won't be as sick. And we'll, you know, maybe put the new stereo out on the back, on the deck. Fucking blast some tunes, have a barbecue. You know.
Did we ever talk about how we got in trouble from... Raina's friends, parents?
I don't think so. We didn't get in trouble.
They wouldn't let Lauren come over for a while.
Well,
because you remember we were like...
Don't shame you.
He said that he was funnier than you. And then you said you were a better dentist than him. And then I said, fuck him. And then somehow, I guess, Raina alerted her friend to the podcast. And then her friend alerted her parents. And then they heard it and they were really upset.
Well, then don't go around saying you're funnier than... That's so... Like, you think that being a comic is fucking easy? All right? Shooting somebody with fucking Novocaine and putting them out and then just like digging a hole, you know, that's fucking easy.
It is?
Yeah.
Sounds hard.
Dental work? It's not that hard. Pulling a tooth? Finding the right area to put the Novocaine in? It's not that fucking hard to pull a tooth.
You think that's easier?
What? Okay. Take a tooth. Take, look at that wood column right there. See that? Just a column.
Yeah.
Right there, the column.
I see it. What do you want me to...
Say there's a piece of dirt on that column, right? Column.
Yeah.
And you have a drill.
Yeah.
And they say, drill out that piece of dirt. Do you think you'd be able to do it?
I don't know. Okay, I know you want me to say yes. Yes.
Yeah, could you do it? A little piece of dirt and you have a drill.
That column is your tooth?
Yeah. If that column and...
But now, boy...
And
but
that
now
column
it's...
can't feel you. Yeah. And so... And then you look at a tooth and you see a cavity.
But people are scared of the dentist.
That's not the dentist. That's not saying it makes it any harder. People, you know, people are scared to sit in the fucking front row at a comedy club. So, you know, people, whatever.
Oh my God.
So if you see like a little, you know, a dentist puts somebody Novocaine so they don't feel the pain or they put them to sleep. There's that little piece of cavity. They have a drill. They go, okay, let me drill that out of there and put some fucking filling in, cement, a filler. It's not that hard. Root canal, okay. You got your, what do you call it? Magnifying glasses on. You drill the hole in the tooth. You look at you see the root there. It's just like. If you plant something.
I can't believe this is amazing to me. This is the Cassius Clay thing all over again.
No.
You're explaining dentistry.
Yes, because I've been to the dentist so many fucking times. It's so easy to take a root out. When you're dealing with your tomatoes and they say take the root out of your tomato plant, could you do it? Yes, it wouldn't be that fucking hard to dig up a root.
Oh my
God. It's not that hard in a tooth to take a root
it's
out.
It's like really amazing to me the way your brain works that you could like explain something you don't know at all.
I do know. I've been
How
there
do you
enough.
Know?
Because I've been to the dentist over...
Why do they have to go to like medical school or dental school or whatever?
You know what? To tell you the truth, I think I think it should be a lot easier. I think it could be one of those correspondence
courses.
More like
a mechanic.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not. You know,
like you start practicing when you're young on some friends, and you by the time you're old enough, you should be able to open your own dental practice.
It's. Let me tell you something. My friend's, and this is no lie, my friend's uncle. You should do his own teeth. You know, if he had a cavity, he would drill it out and put cement in there. I swear to God, his uncle was kind of crazy. But
not according to you. That's what everyone should be doing, their own
dental
work.
No, I didn't say do your own. I'm saying doing it is not that hard. Do you think it's hard to pull a tooth?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Not that hard. You give Novocaine.
It seems like it would be...
It's like pulling out a fucking, you know, whatever, a steak.
Seems
out
like
of
you'd
the
have to have some knowledge of, you know, teeth and the mouth and how to read an X-ray and stuff like that.
Yeah, X-ray's not hard to read. You look at it and you see the dark spot and you go, "There's the cavity. There's the problem." Okay, it needs a root canal. Novocaine. You drill the hole.
You memorize the numbers of the teeth, and you got when they say, "Oh."
No, it's not that hard. Believe me. Comedy is much harder than being a dentist. It's much harder. After a while, after your day, after you've done so many teeth, it's what the fuck? You know, it's another tooth. But at least in comedy, you're dealing with a different audience all the time. You know, so
you're dealing with a different mouth all the time.
Same
different
thing.
Different problems.
No.
Wow.
It's cavity, root canal.
You love telling people... Don't you ever feel like, oh, God, what if I'm wrong?
How am I wrong? What am I wrong about?
I don't know. I'm not a dentist, but I'm sure if a dentist was here, he could tell you that you were wrong about something. I'm just curious that your brain never goes like you say things sometimes that you're like, that's a completely ignorant thought that has, you've done no research or you've thought, you've not thought about
that?
This. No, I'm not saying this. I'm saying I've heard you say things like this as fact when it's not true or you have no idea if it's actually true or not. And you say it with all the bluster of somebody who knows everything. And your brain never goes, ooh, I never even looked that up. I don't know if that's true or not. But you say it like, sometimes you'll hear, I've been on podcasts where I've told you something the day before an item I read in a article or something, and then you're talking about it as though you know everything about it. You listened to me for 10 seconds on something, and then you're spouting all this information. Like, don't you ever go like, huh, there's very, very intelligent people out there.
Yeah.
With different, like, I've really, you've spent your life thinking about one thing pretty much, which is comedy, right?
Yes.
And so, isn't it crazy that you would think that you know the same amount about other things as people who've gone to school for it? Or,
I'm not saying.
Like, and you're wrong a lot of the time, and it's still never like kind of like.
I'm breaking down the dental thing. I'm breaking it down.
I'm just saying, like, you know, when you're wrong about stuff, like, remember that time you were like in the Audi dealership, and you were like, I know a lot about cars. You kept telling the guy how much you knew about cars, and you go, this is a nice Audi. And then the guy goes, that's actually a Saab. And
they looked alike.
Yeah. But you were wrong. You were like the guy, I could see it in his face because he had to sit there and listen to you tell him how much you knew about cars.
Guess what? I talked him down. Did I prove my point?
But see, that's what you're saying. Like, you go, oh, I was right. No, you were wrong.
No, but
yes. He gave you a better deal on whatever it was that you were trying to get.
An extended warranty.
But when you were leaving, he got the last laugh because you go, now that's a nice Audi. And he goes, that's a Saab. He won. He was like, see, you fucking piece of shit. You don't know everything about cars. Okay. But you leave there embarrassed, like, no. Ooh, I maybe shouldn't have said I knew so much about cars.
No, what do
you feel when that happens?
I walked out of there and go, I won because I left with the price I wanted to pay. He could sit there and go, oh, that guy made a mistake. But the whole
But you probably still could have gotten the deal without being like, no. Listen, all that bluster about how much you knew about cars.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, he probably would have given you the same deal.
He might have, but if you had said,
look, I don't know a lot about cars, but I do know that, the extended warranty, blah, blah, blah. But no, you didn't. You came in with, I know a lot about, you're probably like sitting with your arms crossed in front of him. I remember being like slightly embarrassed about how much you were telling him you knew about cars. And then
I didn't say I knew about cars. I knew about selling cars.
Okay. You were like, I sell cars.
I sold cars, so I know about selling.
But you were being very like.
Arrogant probably.
Yes.
Yes.
To a guy who spent his life selling cars.
Up to dentist saying, what an asshole he
was. No, I know.
You're a double agent.
No, I'm not.
You set me up for this.
No, listen, he was wrong to say that he was funnier than you, of course, but then you went on to say how easy dentistry is.
No, that was after you saying F you to him and stuff, and now I'm just
No, you're missing. You're going off on a tangent that's not correct.
That's not true.
That's not correct. I think he was a dick for saying he's funnier than you.
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
But I would never be like, oh, stand-up's harder than dentistry.
Easily.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, don't, like, you
how
get,
many,
you
how
get
many,
proven wrong all the
how
time.
How many stand-ups are, do you think, are in Hillsboro?
No, listen.
And how many dentists are in Hillsboro?
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Okay, that's not the question. The question is, don't you ever feel like, oh, maybe I shouldn't always be saying, like, why do I always think I know everything when I get proven wrong so many times?
I'm not proven wrong so many times, but
that's
listen,
an interesting pathology.
Listen, also,
it's an interesting pathology. I'll say it again, you never think you're wrong.
I don't think.
Even listen, when you left the Audi place, you didn't think you were wrong.
It didn't matter because I left with the deal I wanted to. So in the long run, I might have made a mistake in the overall scheme of things, but the end result is I got what I wanted to spend less money.
You can still get what you want and still be like, I could have handled that differently.
Of course, yes.
And so did you ever think that?
Not in the least, because it was a car salesman and, you know, so whatever. And
there's no getting through. So
yeah,
that's it. Like when you're on stage and you're saying things that are crazy, don't you ever go like, there might be someone in here who actually knows. Like I've seen comedians do this all the time, by the way. This is not just you. Where they're like, they've never gone to college. They've read two books in their whole life, and they're up there spouting like how the world works and
pontificating.
Something. Yes. Good job. And, you know, and you're like, huh, like, don't they realize like a lot of these people are highly educated in the audience?
Not after coming to see like you, me.
All those sleeveless
not
people
after
in the
not after my audience. Look, it after this podcast, I'm going to go get the drill and I'm going to draw a little dot on something. I want you to draw.
No, I don't
no,
care.
Yes, you drill. It's you know, look, I'm sure there's some technical, you know, to be
even
a dentist,
like with the landscaping, you know, you always thought you knew, and then you always had to go back and redo
not always,
the thing.
Only twice, and I did a good job landscaping.
I think you did a good job, but you could like.
Listen, it doesn't matter.
You're but you won't research okay. beforehand.
All
I'm
right,
saying.
Double agent. Okay. You brought up the dentist thing, how he was mad at us, and I said. Well, you know,
I didn't expect you to go on a rant about how easy dentistry is.
Please. You want me to show you on one of your teeth? I'll do something on one of your teeth.
No, absolutely not. I don't know if you understand that I'm on the other side of it. I don't agree with you.
Well, you know, look.
You think Penelope Cruz should be cast as the Queen's sister, like...
Okay.
Like, you're wrong so many times, and it never...
Look, being a doctor...
But you still never go, maybe I'm wrong. Like, it never shakes your confidence in yourself. It's amazing.
What do you think's harder, being a comic or being a dentist?
I don't care. I think being a dentist would be much, much harder. Getting up
crazy?
And going to work every day and having to look in people's mouths. And
no, I think what is harder to do...
Paying attention for... All that time, like, you'd have to really pay attention
That's
to what you're doing.
Barbers have to pay attention.
I'm just saying it's harder than being a stand-up. Being a stand-up, it might be difficult in terms of, like, you have to be talented to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, guess what? First of all, why, if it's so hard, why is it, you know, becoming a veterinarian even tougher than being a dentist? Look, being a surgeon, that's tough. Because now you got to cut people open.
But could you do it?
I couldn't do surgery. I could.
Oh my God!
I could probably fix. Excuse me, like a broken arm or something, or you know, pop it back in place. And
you know what makes you sound incredibly intelligent when you burp in the middle of a sentence. Boy, that nothing says higher education like burping in the middle of your sentence.
I got to wrap this up. Again, you got on my nerves. Just so you know.
I'm fascinated with the way your brain works. I've never met anyone that's been wrong 90% of the time.
I'm not
and
wrong.
Still unshakable.
You know what? This is what I'm going to do after the podcast.
Okay.
This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a 2x4.
Okay.
And I'm going to put a nail in it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to yank it out with a fucking plier and show you how easy it is to yank it out. All right? And we're going to pretend that's a tooth. Me pulling a tooth.
Okay, but then you got to put a bunch of them really close together and then pull one out.
I'll do that,
and then
too.
I'm going to label them, and then I'm going to not put the labels right on them, but then you have to I'm going to say...
Molar?
Yes, and then you got to pull it out.
Okay, wisdom tooth, molar.
That's it?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not going to name all the teeth. I'm not going to say...
Do you even know how many teeth are in the mouth?
Yeah.
How many? Lots.
24, I think.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Also, yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. People know what I'm saying, and people will agree with me. A dentist won't agree because they're egos. They have egos, you know, and they should. I mean, everybody has an ego. You know, they think what they do is the hardest. I mean, but stand-up comedy is way harder. Get up in front of fucking 2,000 people in a theater.
Well, it depends, I guess, what you're using for your criteria on harder. Like...
It's harder
scarier?
To do.
Scarier?
No,
yes.
It's harder
yes.
to do. It's harder to
it's,
do.
It might be harder to do in terms of like being Olympic athlete is harder to do because you'd have to actually be born with some talent and train and all
that
stuff.
That's very hard. Very hard to be a professional anything ball player. It's a one in a who knows how many, you know, chance. You look at golfers. These are the best of the best. You play with guys that, on a course that will shoot 200 par or whatever, and they couldn't even become close to being a professional golfer. That's how hard it is. Yes, being a pro basketball player, mm-hmm. you know. Being a dentist, not that hard.
Okay. Let's end it there. Thank you. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Go to richvoss.com. My comedy club dates are on there. I have dates coming up in March, April, May. And there you have it. Anything you want to plug there?
I don't know. You can buy my book.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.
Meet the snack that has it all with 3 grams of fiber, 3 grams of plant-based protein, and real ingredients like nuts, fruit, and seeds for whatever your day has in store. Sierra Trail Bites, the nutrition-packed bites from Sunsweet.